Hello, everybody, and happy Friday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land and on MILB TV. Adam McDonald alongside John DeStefano, broadcasting live from sunny Port St. Lucie, Florida. Clover Park, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between your St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Tonight, we have game four of a six-game series for you. Mets trying to take a 3-1 series lead. The Tarpons, after snapping a five-game losing streak last night, looking to even things up at two games apiece. Mets won on Tuesday and then won Wednesday to win the Florida State League East Division first half title. Then a little come down yesterday as John Tampa rolled to a 14-2 win, snapping the Mets' 12-game home winning streak.
Yeah, they certainly did. Really tough game for the Mets, but you kind of had to expect the hangover from the previous day. I mean, just so much energy expended on Wednesday night. I mean, the celebration was massive. The team was almost out of control coming out of the dugout. It was just beautiful stuff. But then, you know, the next day you do have to come back and try and play your best baseball, and the Mets just did not have it.
Beautiful thing about baseball is you can always try again the next day, and the Mets will. As first pitch is set for 6:10 on a beautiful Friday night. With that loss last night, the Mets dropped to 39-20 on the season. Still, again, well ahead of everybody else in the East Division as they already won the division. Tampa is in last place. Fort Myers has already won the West. Taking a look at other scores tonight, other games around the league. Dunedin is at Jupiter at 6:30. Jupiter's won four in a row. Palm Beach is at Clearwater at 6:30. Daytona is at Lakeland at 6:30. I believe Daytona's lost 17 straight road games. And the late game is Bradenton at Fort Myers. Again, division's already clinched as the first half winds down. There's only six games left in the half. It'll all reset a week from tonight. We'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Tarpons.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you. Let's go over today's starting pitching matchup for the Mets. They turn to right-hander Christian Scott, who is making his seventh appearance, his third start. He's 2-0 with a 5.30 ERA, the Mets' fifth-round pick last year out of the University of Florida.
Yeah, Christian Scott's a young right-hander right down locally in Coconut Creek. Had a bit of a rough May, got knocked around just a bit, but he's come back strong, has won his last two decisions, and he's issued only one walk over the last nine innings. So a really solid performance in June from him. You know he's itching to get the Mets back on track tonight, and he looks to have a good game here in St. Lucie.
Starting pitcher for the Tarpons is right-hander Richard Fitz, sixth-round pick out of Auburn last summer, so we'll have an SEC matchup for you. Fitz this year is struggling, 0-5 in nine starts with a 7.12 ERA. 43 hits and 29 earned runs in 37 innings with 10 walks and 44 strikeouts. Fitz versus Scott, your starting pitching matchup. The lineups will begin with the visiting Tarpons. Leading off and playing short is Alexander Vargas. Batting second, playing center is Jason Dominguez. Hitting third, playing third, Marcos Cabrera. Anthony Garcia is the DH hitting cleanup. Madison Santos hits fifth, he's in left. Ben Rice will catch at sixth. Marcus Connor Cannon hits seventh, he's at first. Kyle Battles in right hitting eighth. Roberto Trinos is the second baseman batting ninth. For the Mets, Alex Mears leads off. He's the DH. Junior Tillian hits second, plays second. Stanley Consuegra's in center hitting third. William Lugo plays short. He hits cleanup. Omar De Los Santos bats fifth. He's in left. Carlos Dominguez is in right hitting sixth. Jack Thomas will bat seventh. He's at first. Raul Berciarto will catch in at eighth. Gregor Guerrero bats ninth. He's at third. Roster moves for the Mets today. They made a couple. Congratulations to Nate Jones, promoted to High A Brooklyn. Well deserved. And Fernando Villalobos has been sent back to the Mets from Brooklyn, although he is not in uniform tonight. That's what happens in these days with the travel. So Barisierta will catch today, and Brady Smith will serve as the backup catcher. Mets are taking the field here at Clover Park. Caitlin Cassiano's got the national anthem, which means we go to break. When we return, we'll have first pitch on a Friday night between the Mets and the Tarpons. Well done, as always, my fan favorite, Caitlin Cassiano. Now it's go time for the Mets. And the Tarpons like to welcome all those listening out there. Terrestrial Radio, WPSL 1590, every Friday night, at least until high school football season. For those who have not been paying attention, the Mets won the Florida State League East Division a couple of days ago. Now they will be in the playoffs in mid-September, but still a long way to go. This is game 60 out of 131, playing the final six games of the first half over the next 7 days, and then we'll flip the script to the second half next Friday night. Tarpons snapped a five-game losing streak last night with the romp 14-2 over the Mets, most lopsided Mets game this season, one way or the other, win or loss. Mets' 12-game home winning streak also came to a crash-and-burn end. The Mets, though, can still go up 3-1 in the series with a bounce-back win today, and they got Christian Scott on the mound. Scott has won his last two appearances, coming on in relief. Today, he gets the start. Scott did face the Tarpons in Tampa on May 22nd out of the bullpen. One of his better appearances of the season. Three innings, shutout, no walks, and he struck out six. Very impressive for Scott as he faces a team that strikes out a lot in the Tampa Tarpons. Nobody in minor league baseball strikes out more than the Tarpons. They have struck out an incredible 716 times in 60 games, including 16 times last night. But that gets glossed over when you hit a grand slam, get 17 hits, and score 14 runs. You can kind of shed the strikeout for one night. Home plate umpire tonight, Trey Ward. He signals for first pitch to Alexander Vargas. And here it comes from Scott. It's a fastball low at 610, 86 degrees and crystal clear. Clover Park tonight, thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Vargas takes a strike on the corner. Vargas, the lone Tarpon not to get a hit yesterday, but he did walk twice and scored both times. Also three strikeouts. Fastball for a strike at 93, and it's 1-2. Breaking ball hit into left center field. Vargas with the base hit. Speeds up at the end, but will go back to first as Ramirez gets it back in. He did not have a hit yesterday, but wastes no time today picking up the first of the night for the Tarpons. And up comes Jason Dominguez, and looked like the hyped prospect that he is yesterday with three hits, including two doubles. 19-year-old, given 5.1 mil from the Yankees back when he signed a couple of years ago. There's a pitch outside. Played a good many games for Tampa last year at 18. Now back with the Tarpons this season, having a solid season. The numbers don't exactly jump out, but just 19, a long way to go in his development. Fast strike, and it's 1-1. Two-two, Vargas, a decent lead, just past the cutout. Fastball swung on and missed, ran it up to 94. And Scott has his first strikeout of the night.
Going to the old number one. Putting Dominguez away, a task the Mets found very difficult yesterday.
One on, one out for Marcos Cabrera. No score. Cabrera lifts one high and riding the line. Now in foul ground, struggling but catching his Wold, pushing up near the tarp. Jack Thomas caught a ball in a similar spot to end the game Wednesday. Manages to catch this one. We do have more of a breeze tonight than we did the previous two games. Coming in from right, swirling out to left. Marcos Cabrera out. And there's two down, and Scott trying to pitch around that leadoff single, has a chance, facing switch hitter Anthony Garcia. Anthony Garcia had one of the strangest days yesterday. Here's a run and a bad throw to second by Bear Sierta. I'm not sure Raul, the catcher, had a grip there. Actually threw that one off the side of the mound. Good thing for Christian Scott, he was not still standing there. A stolen base for Vargas. Tampa stole, I believe, four bases yesterday, including three in one inning. Maybe they've sensed a vulnerability there. So Vargas in scoring position. The pitch was a ball. There's a late swing and a miss from Garcia. Garcia yesterday struck out four times looking. And then with the last one, after he left the batter's challenge, the umpire didn't even acknowledge it. Would have been a called strike anyways. He would have lost the challenge. 1-1 pitch fouled off. He also had a single and a walk. So he was the cleanup hitter and still got six plate appearances last night. That's the kind of night the Tarpons had at the plate. You know it's going good when the cleanup man is up six times. It's 1-2. Scott trying to pitch through this inning. Fastball right in there for a called third strike. Another strikeout looking for Garcia. He just won't pull the trigger with two strikes. Scott gives up the leadoff single but strikes out two and gets a pop out. Strands the runner at second. The Mets look to get the offense back in gear. They'll bat for the first time this evening. When we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, WPSL 1590 and MILB TV.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Adam and John back with you from Clover Park. Alex Ramirez will lead off for the Mets. DHing tonight, gets a rest from the field. Alex, big night a couple of days ago as he fights one foul. He had the two home runs, two walks on Tuesday. Looked like a world beater, but 0-for-8 in the next two games. And a strike is thrown. It's 0-2.
Looks like we've got our first challenge, Adam.
It's a strike. So Ramirez out. There's your first challenge of the game for those who are new to that. If a pitcher, a catcher, or a hitter does not like the umpire's call, he can challenge it to the ABS working in the background. Here's Tillian with the slow bouncer to Cabrera. Marcos Cabrera has been really good at third. He makes the play here. Well, two up, two down. So the Tarpons thought it was strike three on Ramirez. They challenged it and they won it. Well, nothing Alex could do about it. Umpire calling his own balls and strikes, but the ABS system always working in the background. You got Will the ABS tech sitting up in the press box. He hears every pitch from the robo-ump, whether it's a ball or a strike. And the umpire will ask him if the players request it, what it is. You get three challenges. You win a challenge, you keep it. It's almost like second nature now. 1-1 on Consuegra. Stanley lifts it foul. Consuegra had the winning hit technically on the clincher Wednesday with the two-run homer in the first inning. Yesterday, 0 for 4. 1-2 pitch up high. Mets hoping the appeal goes their way. It does. Appeal to Chad Westlake. He said no go. Consuegra hits one hard, but right to the shortstop. Head high for Vargas. Makes the throw. Inning over. So a good start for Richard Fitz. Trying to follow Juan Corella's start yesterday. And Corella pitched four perfect to start the game. We will go to the second. Nothing doing here at Clover Park. Scoreless on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, MILB TV, and 1590, the talk of the Cheshire Coast.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. It's a Friday night for the Mets and the Tarpons. Strike on the corner to Madison Santos. And a wayward pitch from Scott Santos yesterday. You know, in a 14-2 win, I thought he might have had the biggest hit of the game. In the fifth inning, Tampa leading 2-0. First two Tarpons reached. The next two struck out, and it was looking like they'd waste that opportunity. And then he hit a two-run triple off of Jeffrey Colon that made it 4-0. The Mets would come right back and score two runs. So without that triple, if he had just gone down, maybe the Mets tie the game. Maybe that whole thing plays out a lot differently. 1-2 pitches outside. Scott getting up to 95 there. Ground ball, hard hit to Tillian Jr. with the throw to first. Gets the out. Santos retired. Four straight set down by Scott. Ben Rice, the catcher, will hit. And who's not in the lineup today for Rachel Balkovic's Tarpons? Grant Richardson. Ran five driven in yesterday. A big swing and a miss. That's the way the minor leagues works, as you know, even when guys have a good game, sometimes they sit. They want to work everybody in. Every organization has its own plans and setup. That's the way it is for the Tarpons, apparently, as this pitch is outside. Fastball deep in the hole at second and squeaks by Lugo and Tillian. No Rice with the one out base knock. Looked like ball not too far out of the range of Scott. Let's look at Rachel Balkovic, the first female manager in affiliated baseball history in her first year. She's been with the Yankees organization for a while. Worked for some years in their hitting department. Now the keys to the Tarpons. One pitch is fluttered right side. This is going to land just foul. Tarpon's bullpen will handle that one. Nice hat, Gatorade towel.
Somebody tell the Tarpons bullpen it's 0-0. No reason for the rally caps already.
Usually you wear those towels on your head when it's 1,000 degrees out on a Sunday afternoon. It's not that bad tonight. And humidity is okay. It's 86 degrees. Not the scorcher it has been the last two nights. I mean, for a mid-June day, this is about as good as you're going to get in Florida. Line drive eats up the Mets third baseman Guerrero. A hot shot. Well, if Guerrero gets a glove on that, probably looking at a double play. But a total miss. It'll be a base hit for Connor Cannon, already posted on the board.
Yeah, and that's a fair score. It is hit right at him, but a difficult play. You know, certainly not routine. Like you said, hard off the bat, took a short hop. Difficult play for anybody. Guerrero at third base. Can't expect him to make that play every time.
I'll tell you how hard that was. 102 miles an hour. Yeah, you're not getting that one. Unless it hits him right in the chest. There's a tie-up with Kyle Battle. So first and second. And some hard-hit balls for the Tarpons here. That one, 102. As Battle flies one foul. Santos on his ground out to Tillian hit it 102. A single for Vargas to start the game was at 92 miles an hour exit velocity. What does Scott have here? 02. Pitch that's a little high. Good take. This is Battle's first game since the Mets' 8-7 victory on Tuesday, the opener. He went 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a walk. One-two pitch, a check swing. Mets think the appeal went their way. Well, Bercierto does at least. See, Chad Westlake said no. 2-2. Those listening on radio, no score, 2 on, 1 out. Top of the second. Breaking ball right in the inside corner for a called third strike. Battle down looking. Third strikeout for Scott.
Nice pitch there from Scott. Really nervy with runners on first and second. With just one out, able to make his pitch, paint the inside corner. And one out away from getting out of the inning.
Here comes to the nine hitter, Roberto Chirinos. Single, two RBI and a walk. And he will fly one to the right, but that will get out of play. Was that pitch a strike? Yes, it was. Good no challenge by Battle. When I say that, I mean that I can go and check the ABS system myself and let you know. Truly is or not. Gotta love technology. There's a ball fouled away, and it's quickly 0-2. So Scott using that fastball in on the hands to get ahead. We'll look back at Rice twice. And a step off. Step off number one. The at-bat, Raul Berciarta will go to the mound, so this will be mound visit number one. Pitchers get two step-offs per at-bat. A third, you risk a balk. They get seven mound visits per game. Well, that does count as one. I've yet to see that come into effect. You're okay with seven mound visits in a minor league game. You worry about those expiring. Now the 0-2. At some point. Fastball grounded to first. Wohl, chest high, touches the base. Three unassisted. Inning over. Two hits, but Scott gets a strikeout looking and a ground out to first to strand the pair. He's tossed two scoreless innings. We go to the home second. No score between the Mets and Tarpons. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on WPSL 1590 and watching on MILB TV.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Yes, it is. Also, I'd like to thank all those Tampa Tarpons fans, Yankee Prospects Hounds, for tuning in, if you've done so. Getting a look at your single-A team on MILB TV. The ball fouled off by William Lugo. Richard Fitz, a 1-2-3 inning. He's got to be excited with Auburn in the College World Series. Started today in Omaha. Pitched for Auburn last year. 6th-round pick by the Yankees. There's a pitch for a strike. John, hard to believe that. What, we are about a month away from the draft, and both these two teams, the Tarpons and the Mets, will probably have some of those picks. There's a ball floated foul. Running is Cannon, and he can't quite come up with it. Punches the wall for good measure. With the smile, though. Yeah, good thing it's batted over there.
A tough play for him. He's a bit upset with himself, but he really shouldn't be. He took his eye off the ball, which, of course, you cannot do, and he just checked the wall one final time, and that threw off his timing. He was unable to make the play. Tough to blame a first baseman as he ranges into a territory he's unfamiliar with.
Game number 4 of this series, but this is the first game for Connor Cannon at first. It's been Garcia at first base. Garcia today, the DH. So, yeah, I mean, you're right there with the camera well jutting out, the tarp. That was a tough play right off the heel of the mitt. The 1-2 to Lugo, and William takes the slider off the plate. Two breaking ball fouled off towards the Mets side. Fastball bleeds into right field for a base hit. Now Lugo The leadoff single. So given new life after Cannon just couldn't quite secure that ball in foul territory, and William on base. Mets yesterday only had three hits, so good to get one early today. Omar De Los Santos had a good day offensively. He's had struggles lately. Yesterday he did basically serve as the Mets' best offensive player. Went 1-for-2 at the single, a walk, a run. He stole two more bases. He's up to 32 on the season to lead the FSL. Throw over to first, and Lugo dives back in. John, you watching any of the College World Series?
I have not yet, but I will certainly be this weekend.
Not a big college baseball guy. Probably should be a little more, considering the profession I'm in. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Oklahoma today beat Texas A&M 13-8. Watching some of that game, Oklahoma in eighth spot in the second inning. And Texas A&M made it close. Notre Dame and Texas coming up. 0-2 pitch, and De Los Santos goes down. Something that he still needs to work on here in the Florida State League is that pitcher recognition. Goes after one that's not that close. Now, Dominguez, who's had a quiet series, walking a run yesterday, takes one that hits the home plate right through the wickets of Rice. Be a wild pitch, and Lugo, you see him up to second.
Yeah, Rice, the unfortunate recipient there. Nothing he can do about that ball that hits the plate. Always going to be the pitcher's fault. So pass ball, Lugo to second, and the Mets with the runner in scoring position.
Yeah, it didn't take that bounce up into his chest, just squirted right through like a hockey goalie. John, you watched the Stanley Cup?
I certainly did.
Bolts fought back, losing the end. They got a game tonight?
Yes, they do.
Game two, Avs, Lightning. Not a Lightning fan. I do not like the Lightning at all. So this is a tough pill to swallow for me.
Yeah, the last couple of years, they've really had just an unbelievable amount of success. I mean, going for the three-peat now, down 1-0.
This was the down year, too, supposedly. It looked like they were about to be bounced by the Islanders. Islanders had a chance to eliminate them on their home ice and overtime all the way to Stanley Cup Finals. Three and 0 on Dominguez. Carlos doesn't take a lot of walks. Lugo trying to steal third. Ground ball. Oh, it hits the third baseman Cabrera in fair territory. Goes off his glove into the bullpen. Lugo scores. Dominguez up to second. 1-0 Mets. And Cabrera is trying to say he didn't foul ground. I don't think so. We'll take a look at the replay if we can. I think he might have been, he took his eyes off the ball and looked at the runner. Tough to see there, but he seemed to be either screened or distracted, maybe by Lugo coming on.
I don't think there's any doubt. He was in fair territory when the ball touched him. And like you said, Lugo provided the distraction. What a time for the Mets to have the hit and run on. That certainly wouldn't have happened to him if Lugo hadn't been taking off for third.
Looks like it's going to be an RBI double. And Wold smacks one into center field. Dominguez runs in, makes the catch. Mets Dominguez not fooled. Yeah, I guess the scoring on that would have to be a double. It's not, I mean, I think when you bring in the distraction of Lugo coming, Cabrera trying to get to first base, a high, hard bounce, that is a tough play, one I'm sure that Cabrera will tell you he should make because he's a pretty good defender by the looks of it, even though this whole Tampa team as a unit struggles defensively. I mean, the three-error game a couple of days ago there, 963 fielding percentage, the worst in the FSL. But no errors yesterday, and they've made some good plays. Confirmed RBI double.
Yeah, and I think that's the right decision. I mean, again, it's a lot to ask for the third baseman who's already trying to cover the base, who probably wouldn't be in that position if he wasn't covering the base. He never would have had a chance to make the play, and it would
exit velocity of that ground ball, 98 miles per hour. So again, it not only was a tough play, but a hard hit.
Oh, yeah, let's
pitch,
not
foul
get
back. Look out, Rich. In and out. I think that was in the visiting TV booth where we put the Yankees analyst. Not the high home camera. Not this booth either. Bear Sierra fouls one away. That came right out, down to a fan.
Having been in that room myself, I know it tends to bounce off the wall and ricochet back out into the crowd. I know the fans certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, you know who doesn't? Us. Got too much expensive equipment up here for foul balls. And they're never soft foul balls either. They are zingers. 0-2 coming to Bear Sierra with Dominguez on second. And the slider's on the corner for a called strike. At least the Tarpons think so, and that's confirmed. Bear Sierra challenges it and loses. A good call by Trey Ward, the home plate umpire. He had it right. Mets, though, on the board. Dominguez, the hard hit ground ball, deflecting over to the Mets bullpen, scores Lugo. 1-0 St. Lucie at the end of two. And we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on WPSL 1590 and on MILB TV.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field. A delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Back to the top of the lineup, and Vargas, and he takes a called strike. And then a ball that's 1-1. Vargas fouls one off, and that catches Bear Sierta's mask. He's okay.
Been a nice at-bat here by Fargus as he fouls off another one.
Payoff pitch. Hard ground ball. Tillian diving, deflecting off his glove into right field. Good effort by Junior, but Vargas has his second hit tonight after being the only Tarpon without one yesterday. And he's the tying run on first to start the third inning, and it's another base runner for Scott. A fourth hit off of him. And Dominguez will come up.
Nice job there by the left-hand hitting Vargas, fighting through the shift, able to direct it around Tillian. Another hot shot off the bat by the Tarpons. They're really seeing the ball well tonight.
So they brought the sticks again. This time, Scott, at least for the first two innings, has been able to pitch around any trouble. They stranded three base runners through the first two. Dominguez struck out in the first. 1-0 pitch, pulls the curve foul.
Scott's looked comfortable for the first two innings with runners on base. Let's see how he does in this situation with a man on once again.
Attempts the pickoff throw. Vargas back safely. Vargas did steal second in the first. Vargas now 12 out of 18 stolen base attempts this season. He's got a decent lead. Not going. Breaking ball is hit deep. Dominguez, John, the scouting report on him, according to MLB Pipeline. One of the most hyped international prospects ever. He's given the nickname The Martian because of his out-of-this-world tools he displayed during his pro debut. This ball fouled off and drew comparisons to Bo Jackson, Mickey Mantle, and Mike Trout. I don't think that's very fair to the young man who this stage has looked like a very nice Florida State League player, but again, that's 19 years old. Long, long way to go. I know the Yankees like him. Scouts still do. 1-2 pitch. Ball, throw to second. Not going to be in time by Bear-Sierta. That one had the arm strength, but to the wrong side of the base.
Yeah, Bear-Sierta did not pop up cleanly there. He forced himself into an awkward throw.
Yeah, he was almost, I won't say tripping, but off balance. He's kind of falling back, and that's where the ball went as well. So the tying run on second with nobody out. It's a 2-2 count on Dominguez. Curveball called, third strike. Dominguez will not challenge. That's the fourth strikeout for Christian Scott. He's got those when he's needed it. Right at the top of the zone.
Another well-pitched at bat by Scott. Trying to forget about the runners on base and doing well to that effect. Now with another chance to get out of the inning with no damage.
That's a big out because it did not move the runner to third. Cabrera popped out, and he swings and misses. Was that strike called correct? No, it was not. It was a ball high. If Dominguez had challenged, he would. Not a good use of the challenge system there by the Tarpons. Missed out on the chance. A wild swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 on Cabrera. Tarpons only challenged one time yesterday in the first challenge game. One. They've challenged once today. One. Maybe they ought to do it a little more. 0-2 on Cabrera. Fastball freezes him on the outside corner. Christian Scott. A fifth strikeout. The perfect. Fourth one he's had looking.
Yeah, excellent pitch there by Scott. Right on the outside corner. Probably too close to take. You expect a swing there, but he looked at it, and Scott sets him down.
So he's facing Garcia, who he K'd looking in the first inning. Garcia again now five strikeout lookings the last two games. Just a tough time pulling the trigger. Takes this pitch. All right, was that called third strike correct? Oh, yes, it was not even that close to a ball. 1-0 Mets, two outs, tying run on second. He was there with nobody out. Breaking pitch has popped up on the infield towards Guerrero at third. Now he's going to give it up to Lugo, who makes the catch. Once again, Christian Scott stranding runners. He stranded four through the first three, including a runner in scoring position each of the first three innings. Mets have a 1-0 lead going to the home third on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown.
Tutto Di Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Di Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano tonight. Mets batting in the home third, leading 1-0. Gregory Guerrero will get his first at bat, had his first extra base hit earlier in this series with a double, hitting ninth tonight for the Mets. Richard Fitz, first pitch, is low and away. Second pitch off the mark as well. It's 2-0. Tonight at Clover Park, it's school's out night. Some kids have made it out. I think some of the steam is gone from that promotion. It was scheduled for two Fridays ago, right after school ended. That was when the tropical system moved through and we were wiped out. But those who did come out got in for free and can run the bases. Here's a ground ball deep to third. Oh, Cabrera, here's a throw coming up. The reach, the pick, wow! What a job by Cannon at first. And from the outfield grass, Cabrera, good enough with the throw.
Wow is right, Adam. And an outstanding play by Cabrera, ranging beyond the third baseline to gun down Guerrero. But what a pick there at first. I mean, I don't know. Stretch Armstrong there at first base. Just a phenomenal squeeze. As we take another look, Cabrera with the stab and throw, and just an outstanding pick at first base. You might not see a better defensive play all year.
Well, guess what? It's not going to stand. It's overturned. Robbie Robinson argues it, wins it, and Guerrero's going to be awarded first base. And the umpires get together, say the throw pulled him off. After the initial out call, Rachel Balkovic coming out to argue that, and she's not going to win the argument. That's pretty rare to see the overturn.
Especially in the absence of replay. I confess myself shocked. I would have never seen that getting overturned the way it played out.
Well, it's an infield hit. You can't count that as an error, I mean, considering where Cabrera threw that from. Both feet in the grass right next to the line. So the Mets have a leadoff hit. Guerrero has his first hit of the night, his third hit for the St. Lucie Mets. Well, that's a tough call for Connor Cannon. First base. I thought he held, but we're up here, the replay. We don't have the super slow-mo capabilities. They're tough to tell. There's a ball fouled away.
There's a fine play in the stands made by a young man using his cap to catch the ball. Getting a good cheer from the crowd in the process.
You know what? I'm slowing it down. This pitch is the ball. I'm slowing it down as best I can. Freeze framing it. It's so hard to tell. That was a great job, man. I think he held it. I think he's on. 1-2 pitch coming. It's hard to tell because when does the ball enter his mitt? And the angle we have, Guerrero running down the baseline blocks that. John, you're getting a look at it. Does he have the ball, and is the foot still on the bag? I think it is.
As you said, it's nearly impossible to tell from this angle, but from what I'm seeing, it looks like his foot is still maintaining contact with the bag. It's tough to tell where the ball is in his glove, but it looks to me on this replay like he's out.
I think he's out. I think he had it. Let's see if the Mets can take advantage of it. Here's a called third strike. Ramirez wants the challenge. He thought it's, and he loses. So, Ramirez loses the challenge. Strikes out looking for the second time. Mariscierto also lost the challenge on a called third strike looking. So the Mets are down to one the rest of the way. Use wisely. There's a check swing by Tillian. I will say, if you're going to lose a challenge, lose it on a strike three or a ball four if you're a pitcher. Strike three is a hitter. Don't lose it on a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two.
Yeah, I think, Adam, as we start to see a little bit more liberal use of the challenge system, I think managers will start instructing their players to extract as much value as they can out of their challenges, and like you said, not to challenge an inconsequential play or an inconsequential pitch.
Well, this is a good recovery from Fitz. And that base hit for the Mets that was overturned from an out to a hit to start the inning might be irrelevant. Stanley Consueger comes up. Mets lead 1-0, two outs, a runner on first in the home third inning. Mets got a run on a double by Dominguez in the second. Swing and a miss on a slider. Strike 1 to Consueger, grounded out to short. In the first, he's 0-4-1. Breaking ball swung on a miss. That was a good one. Fitz comes straight over the top with that. Tough to read out of the hand. O2 to Consueger, and he fouls it back. O2 again, a swing and a miss on a fastball. Boy, Fitz did not miss around that inning. Three consecutive strikeouts, challenging the Mets the whole way. We go to the fourth. The Mets holding a 1-0 lead over the Tarpons on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. and MILB-TV.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit IRSC.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald with you. John DeStefano's middle innings, going down to do some social media content. Madison Santos takes a ball up from Christian Scott. Well, Scott's had runners at second base in all three innings he's pitched. Last inning with nobody out. He got the next three in order. This game, a different vibe than yesterday, at least from the Mets side. Tampa's getting good pitching again. The Mets are too, and it's 1-0 in favor of the Mets. The ball fouled back. Well, tonight's our first night of the All You Can Drink promo out at the Jim Beam Bar. $40, all you can drink. Beer, seltzers, cocktails. Don't see a lot of people out there. Maybe we have to work on getting the word out. There's a swing and a miss. Another strike. He struck out six Tarpons the last time he faced this Tampa team. He's matched it. Ground ball, foul. Wold gave it a dive, riding the line. And Chad Westlake points foul. Ball and a strike on Rice, singled in the second, stranded at second. Fastball inside corner, 1-2. Yeah, so it's our first all-you-can-drink night, first day of that promo, so give it some time. Hopefully it builds throughout the summer. That's a pretty good deal for $40 for 2 hours or the middle of the seventh inning. Includes your game ticket and exclusive access to the Jim Beam Bourbon Bar. This ball is fouled away. We'll get the wireless camera down there later in the game. Great area to watch a ball game. Very popular in spring training when the New York Mets are here. They serve the voodoo bucket out there. I don't think that's in the $40 as this pitch is missed, but the voodoo bucket. That's what it's listed as. You know, in the in-house TVs here at Clover Park, you can go through the channels, and you also run into the menu channels for concessions, spring training. as this pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No. Says Chad Westlake. So I guess, you know, we had some downtime in spring training before it actually started. So I guess Buck Showalter is flipping through the channels on his TV, ran across the menus in the concession, saw something called a voodoo bucket, brought it up to the media. Oh, it's infamous down here in Port St. Lucie. Here's a ground ball, base hit into right field for Rice. Tampa's fifth hit of the night, Rice's second. And another base runner for Christian Scott to deal with. Facing Connor Cannon, who singled last time up. Rice, the catcher, a short lead. Getting even shorter. Pitches outside. Good snag by Bear Sierta. Again, if you missed the pregame show, the Mets made two roster moves today. They promoted Nate Jones, the reliever, to High A Brooklyn. Good for Nate. Fernando Villalobos sent back down from Brooklyn. He did not make his flight. Tough day at the airport in JFK, apparently, as this pitch is backhanded. So Villalobos was in the initial lineup, but since he didn't make it down here, Bear Sierta catching. And Bear Sierta jogging out to have a word with Scott. Second mound visit. So this is two straight starts for Scott with out Brady Smith catching. Of course, he and Brady Smith were former teammates at UF. That's just kind of how it's worked out. Brady caught the first three games of this series, so was due a rest. And he got dinged up pretty good last night, Brady Smith, so well-deserved off day for him. 2-0 pitch, good. Pickoff throw, close, but Rice is back in. Three balls and a strike. Well, as John mentioned in the pregame show, Scott only one walk in his last two outings. He has not had a walk today. Mets have action in the bullpen. 3-1 pitch. Missed. And with the Mets down to one challenge, can't afford to use it there. Cannon draws a walk. First one issued by Christian Scott today, and here comes a third mound visit. This is the first one with pitching coach Kyle Driscoll. Kyle subbing in for Victor Ramos, who's off this weekend. So is hitting coach Victor Burgos. So Victor Ramos, or rather Kyle Driscoll filling in for Victor Ramos, and Matt Dendecker, former St. Lucie Met, Florida State League All-Star, and New York Met outfielder, is helping out with the hitters. Good to see Matt. Matt's the outfield base running coordinator for the Mets, so he's around a good bit, since not only are the St. Lucie Mets located here, but so are the Complex League Mets. We see Matt a good bit. He's in the dugout tonight. So a quick meeting with Kyle. And another Kyle will step in. This one, Battle. First and second, one out in the top of the fourth. Mets holding a 1-0 lead. Battle struck out looking in the second. First pitch, he fouls a fastball right back at 94. Dylan Hall is throwing in the Mets bullpen. Good to see Dylan back on the horse. He got hit in the leg on a comebacker on Sunday. and had to be removed from the game despite trying to gut it out. No IL stint for him, just a few days off. A 1 pitch missed in. Ball and a strike. A slider, check swing, no swing upon appeal. Had quite a few appeals tonight. I don't think one has been called the swinging strike. That might have been as close as we've had. Scott about to throw his 70th pitch, and it's low for ball three. Maybe wearing down out there. Only 3 1/3 innings, but he's throwing a lot of high-stress pitches. It shouldn't take Dylan Hall that much longer to warm up. He could be looking at the last batter. Scott's 3-1 pitch, dumped right in. Full count with one out and two on. Do the Tarpons start the runners? They do not. Payoff pitch, low. Fastball, no good. Back-to-back walks, that loads the bases. And I wonder if Robbie Robinson's going to come off the top step. Robbie was leaning on the rail, now he's coming out. Now Christian Scott will be taken out. 5 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. No runs allowed yet against him. Pitches 3 1/3 innings. And they were not easy innings despite being shut out through the first 3. So it looks like Dylan Hall will come in and inherit a big jam. Bases loaded, 1 out. The Mets clinging to a 1-0 lead.
St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current method to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Roberto Trinos, the number 9 man, comes to the plate in a big spot. Mets a 1-0 lead. But Tampa with the bases loaded. Trinos 0-1 at the ground out. Dylan Hall, no room for error. First pitch, breaking ball popped up. Will it stay in play? Oh, Bercierta's got to come on, and he will make a sliding catch for out number two. And Gregory Guerrero wisely comes down and covers home plate to prevent the tag up from Rice. Well, Bercierta, a fine play. Here's another look as Raul slides at the end and quickly, alertly turns his attention. And we have a pinch hitter for the Tarpons. Interesting, Ben Cowles. So Alexander Vargas was 2-for-2 with two stolen bases from the leadoff spot. I wonder if there was an injury situation that we missed. So Cowles, who had three hits yesterday, including a double, will bat with the bases loaded and two down. Hopefully everything's okay with Vargas. First pitch, curveball. Misses low for ball one. And two curveballs right away from Hall. And here's a fly ball deep left center field by Cowles. And Cowles has left, or hits it off Ramirez. Cowles will stop at second. It's a bases clearing double. He nearly hit it out. And the way the two Mets outfielders kind of stopped going for that ball, thought it might have been over the South Florida orthopedic sign. So Rice, Cannon, and Battle all score, and it's 3-1 Tarpons. Cowles cold off the bench, delivers the big blow. All three of those runs charged to Christian Scott. And the Mets nearly got out of it after that pop-out foul territory, but Tarpon's just swinging hot bats right now. Tough to get them three straight times. Mets were fortunate to do it the first three innings, but could not do it here in the fourth. And here's a weak ground ball by Dominguez, rolled to Tillian, who makes the play. But it's now too late for Hall and the Mets, as Cowles clears them all with a three-run, two-out double to give Tampa its first lead of the night. Tarpons lead the Mets 3-1 in the middle of the fourth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590 AM, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking.
Burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much as a big day. Stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Defensively for the Tarpons, Trinos will move from second to short, and Cowles will play second. Lugo will lead off for the Mets against Richard Fitz, who's done well. But not against Lugo, as he throws a breaking ball for ball one. Lugo singled in the second and came around to score the Mets' only run. And a hard ground ball gloved by Cabrera. He sets, makes a good throw, and Lugo's out. Cabrera's been tested a couple of times today. Up to the task there. Omar De Los Santos up for the second time, struck out first time around. Takes this pitch outside. And a foul strike. You know, Tarpons came into yesterday's game and today's game, too. The lowest team batting average in the Florida State League. Yesterday it was 211. They drove it up five full points, their 17-8 game yesterday. Well, this deep into the season, you have to have a really good day to raise your team average 5 points. They did. They have 6 hits, and they are on to something against this Mets staff. De Los Santos fouls one back. Now the Mets offense, which has been number one in the league basically all season, at least in hitting, team hitting. And high up in several categories, really other than on base, because they don't walk that much. They have to answer the bell as this pitch is appealed. It stays a ball. Two pitches, a called third strike. Good one from Fitz. It's his fifth strikeout. Correction is sixth. Second one of De Los Santos. He's retired five in a row, including 4 strikeouts. Facing Carlos Dominguez, who has an RBI double today. And he takes a breaking ball low. Yeah, Fitz, he's just sharp. Picking his corners, he's not missed over the middle. And he does this time, but Dominguez can't square it up. Yeah, that's where the Mets get pitchers in trouble. You know, pitchers at this level don't have that great command yet. And when pitches leak over the middle, the Mets can make them pay. But as long as Fitz is moving it around, dotting corners, he can make it a tough night. Strike at the knees, and it's 2-2. Dominguez stays alive with the fastball, foul back. Now it's full. Tarpons lead 3-1, 2 outs. Nobody on in the home fourth. Ground ball backhanded by the shortstop Chirinos. Wide throw. Deflects off the glove of the first baseman Cannon. Now Chirinos moving from second to short. After Vargas leaves the game, makes an error on his first chance. I think it's going to be an error. Yes, it is. E6. Man, he backhanded. It was a long throw, but that was way off the line. A good one obviously gets Dominguez. So let's see if the Mets can take advantage of the E6 as Wold stands in. Jack Thomas today, a fly out in his lone at bat in the second inning. Dominguez tries the steal. Wold flies one off the end of the bat into left. Santos claims it for out number 3. Looks like Carlos had that base stolen, but we'll never know. No runs to the Mets, no hits, 1 error, and 1 stranded. Richard Fitz has done well tonight. He and the Tarpons lead the Mets 3-1 as the game goes to the fifth inning at Clover Park.
Some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more.
Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fifth inning at Clover. Tarpons with a 3-1 lead after the three-run double by Ben Cowles off the bench in the top of the fourth. That was against Dylan Hall. Three of those runs charged to Scott. Three inherited runs allowed by Hall. He throws a curveball low to Marcos Cabrera. So the final line on Christian Scott tonight, 3 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. A lot of pitches, 72, 45 strikes. You recall his season started a little later. He went through some shoulder issues to start the year, so they're still trying to build him up. Felt like he pitched better than that final line. He nearly did. Curveball swung on and missed the slow curve at 72. It's a ball and two strikes on Cabrera. This might be a short inning for Dylan Hall as the Mets have more bullpen activity going on. Fastball, strike three on the outside corner. No challenge for Cabrera. Well, there are a lot of disappointed, frustrated looks on the Tarpons hitters' faces the last two nights on called third strikes, but they don't ask for challenges. Joel Diaz warming up for the Mets. Haven't seen him in a minute. Two and oh on Garcia. Well, good to see Dylan back out there. He took the line drive off the leg of hit by Osiris Johnson. That pitch is challenged, and it's a strike. So the Mets down to their last challenge. Bear-Sierta uses it, wins it, so they keep it. And the way that ball was thrown was awkward, the way it was received. Tarpon's dugout maybe complaining to Trey Ward. So it's 1-1, and this pitch is outside. That is a ball. But Dylan took the 107 off the leg, hit him just below and off the side of the knee. And telling me the next day that, or 2 days later, you know, he tried to get up and realized he just couldn't. After it struck him, but caught him in a spot where it wasn't too bad. Welt wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be as he walks Garcia.
Number 14, Glenn Miller, Madison Santos.
Runner on first, one out. Madison Santos, the batter. There he is. Ground out and a strikeout today, and he flies one into left center. Consuegra will get up to it. Makes the catch for the second out. Again, Alex Ramirez today just DHing. Ben Rice back up. 2 for 2. And 2 singles for Rice tonight. Hitting 250 on the year now. He takes one outside. This one misses inside. Hall would like to challenge that. I think the way Bercierta caught it looked like a ball, but it was a strike. Hall knew right away. So the Mets have won 2 challenges this inning. Again, the robo-ump doesn't care how one catches the pitch. Just if it hits that two-dimensional rectangle in the middle of the plate. This one low, it's 2-1. One pitch, a strike at the knees. Rice can challenge if he wants, opts not to. Full count. Foul on the payoff pitch, and we'll do it again. Garcia taking off. 3-2, a 2-out. Hall trying to serve as that bridge between Scott and Diaz, giving Joel a clean inning in the sixth. The runner goes, pitches a curveball for a called third strike, and Rice knew it. Dylan Hall outside of that hit by Cowles, which drove in 3, pitched well considering that he was knocked out of the game with a leg injury on Sunday afternoon. We've reached the halfway point in this Friday night game. Mets trail the Tarpons 3-1, and we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Ball.
Raul Bercierta leads off for the Mets against Richard Fitz, who's giving the Mets fits. Not on this play, though. Bear Tierza squirts one through into left field. Two lunges for it. Cabrera and Trinos, neither could touch it. Raul has a leadoff single. So, like, this is two straight games now where the Tampa starter has brought it. Juan Carella, let's give him a lot of credit. Last night, perfect through the first four innings. Gave up a couple of runs in the fifth, but perfect the rest of the way out. 1-2-3-6, and got the first out of the seventh. Limited the Mets to two hits and two runs, and fits tonight. Four innings, three hits and one run. Now deals with the fourth hit as Bear Sierta's on first, and Guerrero's at the plate. Gregory Guerrero got a hit, maybe should not have been a hit. Called an out. Robbie Robinson argued it. One. Given a hit as the throw apparently pulled Cabrera, or pulled Cannon off first base, the throw from Cabrera. We slowed it down on the replay up here and thought that it was an outstanding play by Cannon, and he did hold the bag. Cabrera benefited with the hit. But now it's in an 0-2 count, and here's a bouncer to third. Cabrera will field. The only play he has is to first. This time Cannon doesn't quite have to reach like he did last time against Guerrero. So Bear Sierta's in scoring position for the top of the order, and Ramirez, who has struck out looking twice. A wild swing by Ramirez. Well, maybe not wild, but a vicious cut. A home run type cut. And Alex does have five homers on the season, including two on Tuesday in the open. Last three games now, 0 for 10. He's got to get a hit to stay over 300. Here's a rocket into right field. That'll chase Battle back, but he will make the catch. Bear Sierta will not tag. It sounded like it was struck well off the bat, but just would not carry. A sharp line out. And Junior Tillian will come up. Ramirez drops to 0 for 3 on the afternoon, evening, night. Still a good bit of sun at Clover Park. Tillian has grounded out and struck out. He takes a breaking ball a little low, no challenge. Fitz wanted that one. Again, you have to use the challenges wisely. Try to save them for ball fours, strike threes, or clear, obvious misses by the ump. Change up for a strike. Look at Bear Sierta, who will be off on contact. Ground ball hit off the side of the mound to Cowles, makes the play, retires Tillian. Fitz has done a great job. The top three in the lineup tonight against him, 0-4-8. He strands Bear Sierta's leadoff single. It's allowed one run in five excellent innings. Tampa will take its 3-1 lead to the sixth. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets baseball on WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Joel Diaz on the mound for the Mets, replacing Dylan Hall. Dylan, the bridge pitcher between Scott and Diaz. He pitched an inning in the third, a hit, no runs of his own, but unfortunately 3 inherited runs score. A walk and 2 strikeouts. He lowered his ERA to 1.66. And now Joel Diaz, just his second home game. Young phenom, the Mets' Dominican Summer League Pitcher of the Year last year. He's made a handful of appearances for the Mets, being promoted from the to Connor Cannon for a strike. And a foul strike, 2. Last time Diaz pitched, the second here against Daytona, didn't fare so hot. 3 2/3, 8 hits, 2 runs. There he throws one a little high. His only other outing was at Daytona, or at Dunedin rather. 4 innings, 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 on a 3-run homer. And he gets the swing and a miss from Connor Cannon with the curveball. And Joel Diaz starts his night with the swinging strikeout. Now that curveball, he likes to use it with 2 strike counts. And his numbers last season were ridiculous. In the DR. Innings, he gave up 3 earned runs, and he only walked 9. He did hit 8, but the 63 strikeouts and 50 innings with only 3 earned runs for a 0.54 ERA. So a big jump, though, from Dominican Summer League last year at this time to the St. Lucie Mets in the summer of 2022. I know this coaching staff loves him. They think he's got a chance to be maybe the best pitcher on the staff by the end of the year. Fastball at the knees for a strike. He's only 18, will be 18 the rest of the season. Here's a curveball grounded deep to third. Guerrero backs up on it, picks it up, throws to first. Close, got him. Gregory Guerrero, hang with him. Calmly throws to first base, high. But Wold is able to snatch. See Guerrero picking it up with the bare hand. Had to go bare hand. And Guerrero, he's played second for the Mets. And this is first time at third. It's a pitch for a strike. Usually it's Lugo at third. The Mets have had Kevin Villavicencio at third, Justin Guerrero at third. Now Guerrero gets his shot. Trinos fouls one off, and it's 0-2. And Diaz lasering in on a 1-2-3 inning. Neither Scott nor Hall had one of those. A bloop into shallow right. This has got a chance to fall, and it will. No 1-2-3 inning as Dominguez runs as fast as he can but must play it on a bounce. Roberto Trinos dumps a single into right field. Should we check the exit velocity on that hit? Back to the top in Cowles. Again, came off the bench to pinch hit for Vargas. Not sure why. Vargas had been 2-for-2 with two stolen bases, so maybe something happened to him there. Cowles hit the three-run double with two outs in the fourth. Tampa leads 3-1, so that was all the hits right there. Runner goes, pitches low for a ball, no throw. And Trino steals second uncontested. Diaz had a chance to step off and maybe get Trinos in a rundown. Fastball low. Three balls and no strikes. Runner trying to steal third. Trinos does just that without a throw. Another uncontested stolen base. There was ball four to Cowles as well. The runner's at the corners. Diaz a strike away from 1-2-3 inning. Now he's got to deal with runners at first and third. Jason Dominguez, hot last night with three hits, cooled this evening, two strikeouts and a ground out, trying to extend the Tarpons' lead. First pitch, he fouls it back overhead for strike one. Mets got on the board in the second. The RBI doubled by Carlos Dominguez, and with the bases loaded and two outs in the fourth, Cowles hit one off the base of the wall and left center to drive in three. And Diaz pitch down and in at 86. And the Mets will get Saul Gonzalez starting to throw in the bullpen. Throw over to first base, checking in on Cowles. Tarpons 4-4-4 stolen base attempts today. They've run wild. Curveball popped up into the stands. Actually, it goes off the roof, so no souvenir. One, two. One, two again. Cowles runs this time. He'll have to go back as another curveball is lifted out of play by Dominguez. Pitch count for the inning starting to drive up on Diaz. He's at 22. That's why Sal Gonzalez is warming up in the bullpen. Diaz another 1-2. Wastes a fastball up high. Evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runners at the corners, 2 outs. Tampa leads by 2 in the 6th, trying to add more. Curveball fouled off, another one. That's 3 curves that Dominguez has fought off with the 2-strike count. Time called. No time. It's an automatic ball 3. Or was it? Yes, it was. That's the umpire pointing to his wrist. And Diaz violates the pitch clock. Auto ball 3. It's full count. Cowles runs. Pitch is fouled straight back. Sal Gonzalez warming up. Have to figure this must be the last batter for Diaz. 3-2 to Dominguez. Curveball hit a ton to right field. Carlos Dominguez going back to the wall, and it's gone into the hill. What an at-bat by Jason Dominguez. A 3-run homer to open up a 6-1 Tarpons lead. He battled and battled and battled and yanked one into the grass berm. His first home run of the series. Again, considering how this inning started, 2 up, 2 down real fast. Diaz, another outing where he doesn't pitch nearly as well as his stuff shows he can. That's frustrating. 2 up, 2 down. Single walk through, and now the Mets are really in a hole. Down 5, and that will spell the end for Diaz. Sal Gonzalez coming in trying to clean up the 6th inning.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Well, this game has gone south on the Mets. Two out swings producing 6 runs for the Tarpons. 3-run double by Cowles, 3-run homer by Dominguez. Mets had a chance to get through both innings without allowing any runs. Instead, it's six total, and now down five as throws one that's hit foul by Marcos Cabrera. And Joel Diaz, two-thirds of an inning, two hits, three runs, all earned. A walk and a strikeout. I had a chance to finish off the inning right around 10 pitches. Instead, went the other way. As pitches a strike. And as that at-bat kept going, I don't know about you out there, but the longer Jason Dominguez stood in that batter's box fouling pitches off, the more it felt like he was going to eventually straighten one out. And he sure did. Don't see a lot of berm balls here. Usually the wind blowing in from right. Not much wind tonight, but Dominguez, home run number 7 on the year. He's up to 29 RBI now. Three hits and a double yesterday, so he has come alive. He's a good player. He's going to get his hits. That's why you can't let him linger in the box as Gonzalez misses up. I mean, Dominguez against the Mets this year, coming in was 12 for 32, four doubles, a triple, and a home run. So he's had a good season series against St. Lucie. 2-2 pitch, curveball, gets the swing and a miss, and Cabrera strikes out for the third time. Gonzalez finishes out the top of the sixth, but damage done. Dominguez, the long home run into the berm. Makes it 6-1 Tarpons. Mets got some work to do. They'll hit in the bottom of the inning when we come back.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Richard Fitz only throwing 58 pitches. Throws one to Consuegra, and Stanley on the first pitch flies it to center. Jason Dominguez comes in and catches it. Correction, Fitz, 68 pitches. There is action in the bullpen for the Tarpons. Fitz got a nice long break last inning, sitting on the bench while the Tarpons put three more runs on the board. He now pitches with his largest lead of 5. William Lugo takes this curveball for a strike on the corner. One curve at the knees for strike 2. Lugo is single, a ground out, and the Mets 1 run today. And a half swing and a miss for strike 3. And not a full commitment there. If it's for him worth the wait to come back out. Omar De Los Santos has struck out against Fitz twice. Takes this curveball low. Well, this inning really shaping up exactly like last night. Tampa, you know, grabs a lead. It's not a big lead. Then it opens up. The Mets offense going down quickly. And this series shaping up just like the one across the way in Tampa last month, where the Mets looked dominant early in the series, and then Tampa, to the way, you recall the Mets won the first three at Steinbrenner Field. Looked like they were heading for maybe their first six-game sweep of the season. And then Tampa won the final three, looking really good, and the Mets looked a little lost. De Los Santos may be honing in on a rare walk, the 3-1 pitch, and he will take that free pass. It's Fitz's first walk of the night. Maybe working a little too fast. Carlos Dominguez will come up. De Los Santos just his 13th walk in his 216th plate appearance. Imagine he'll be running at some point as long as Dominguez gives him an opportunity and takes ball one high. And we'll have a rare mid-count mound visit as Grayson Crawford, pitching coach of the Tarpons, heads to the hill. What else is happening around the Florida State League tonight? Dunedin beating Jupiter 4-3. Jupiter's on a four-game winning streak. The Mets have already clinched the East Division. Clearwater's up 2-0 at home against Palm Beach. That game is in the seventh. The Mets play Palm Beach next. Palm Beach is on a six-game winning streak. They've played their best baseball of the season lately, including throwing a no-hitter in the span of that six-game winning streak. Daytona-Lakeland tied at 4 in the 6th. Daytona's lost 17 straight road games. They're in Lakeland tonight. Bradenton up 3-2 at Fort Myers early. Swills second. Because, of course, he does. Stolen base number 33 on the season for Omar. So he's in scoring position as the Mets look to get one back. Dominguez has made it on twice today. De Los Santos trying to steal third. He will, uncontested. Stolen base number 34. Will he steal home? No, he won't do that. At least not against a righty. 2-1 pitch sent right to the screen. The right-hander in the bullpen ready for Tampa. This, in all likelihood, fits his last batter. Breaking ball low, full count. He doesn't want to go out with back-to-back walks. So Dominguez should be expecting a challenge pitch here. It is a fastball. Carlos fouls it away. Fastball 93, right around the top velocity of the night. Payoff pitch number 2. This one sent forward, but not very deep. Battle in right field, makes the catch and ends the inning. De Los Santos walks, steals two bases, but is stranded at third. Fitz gave the Mets Fitz, limiting St. Lucie to one run on four hits in six innings. Go to the seventh, Tarpons, CMets Baseball Network, WPSL 1590 and MILB TV.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Sal Gonzalez will continue to pitch for the Mets. He'll face Garcia, Santos, and Rice. The only three who did not hit for Tampa. Last inning. Gonzalez' first pitch outside, or ball one. Sal, 22 years old, from Sidra, Puerto Rico. Mets 23rd round pick into Verde Academy here in the Sunshine State. His second stint with St. Lucie. Joined us at the end of last season. Can start or relieve at this point in his pro career. This season, he's appeared in five games with one start, eight innings, seven hits, three runs, two walks, nine strikeouts. Change up outside. Rejoined by John DeStefano, who is down there doing some social media. In the middle three innings, John, you left with the 1-0 lead, and I coughed it up as Tampa scored six. Not a lot of good stuff to put out in the Twitter machine today.
Yeah, the wheels kind of came off for the Mets there in the fourth and sixth innings.
Went out of way both times. Give credit to the Tarpons. They made the swings.
That's correct. You have to get outs when you have a team on the ropes. The Mets did not, and that three-run bomb sure put a hurting on the Mets' chances tonight.
Swing and a miss from Garcia. The Mets did overcome a five-run deficit on Tuesday, but that was early in the game. They weren't quite up against a pitcher like Fitz, who will be out of the game when the Mets bat in the seventh. Tarpons will try to piece together the final three innings. Madison Santos is up. He's 0-3. He takes one inside. Anything else to report down there, field level, John, in the stands, anything going on? Didn't seem like much.
Well, it's a much more comfortable night in Port St. Lucie than last night. Still very muggy, of course, but about 5 degrees cooler right now, and much appreciated by myself and the crowd tonight.
5 degrees will make a difference here. One pitch. This one struck pretty well, but way up in the air. And Swager has a long time to get there, and he does. Two up, two down for Saul Gonzalez here in the top. Weather's been good all week. It's been hot, but dry. We'll take the dry along with the heat. Tomorrow, 94 degrees. It's going to be hot again, back to like it was yesterday. Slight rain chances. Good to go for fireworks. Hopefully a good crowd on hand. Sunday, 54 54% chance of rain, but dropping. I think we're going to make it through all six games without a problem. If we had been at home last week, I don't think we would have played Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So Mets fortunate with weather this week, the way the schedule worked out. Next week looks pretty good, too, and we are down the road in Jupiter. So hopefully no issues finishing out the first half. Which ends after next Thursday's game.
Then Friday almost feels like a brand new season.
They'll keep the overall records and keep adding to those, but everybody will start a second half record of 0-0. And we will patiently wait to see how that unfolds and who will the Mets' playoff opponent will be. I don't think it's going to be one of three teams. That's no big secret there. It'll be either Jupiter, Palm Beach, or Daytona. Selfishly, I hope it's one of the Roger Dean teams so don't have to travel up to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona's got a lot of work to do, and they are a bad team. The Mets have proven that. You know, from that standpoint, maybe the Mets want to play Daytona in the playoffs. I mean, they're 12-2 against the Tortugas. They have a losing record against Jupiter. And they have a 3-3 record against Palm Beach. So, yeah, play Daytona, the team you can beat, but you have to travel up there, spend the night, and crazy things happen in that weird ballpark. Or you play a better team, maybe, in a more familiar environment in Roger Dean. The Mets will play 27 total games this year. Ball fouled away.
I think of the three, from what we've seen, Jupiter does, easy to say they have the best, second-best record in the division right now, but they certainly have one of the best pitching staffs in all the league, and they've, you know, really given the Mets fits when they've played them, you know, split the series the last time out, and we'll see them again here soon.
Yeah, the Mets against Jupiter went 2-4 the first time, then 3-3 the next time, so 5-7 overall. All those games in Jupiter. Jupiter has to come here two different times in the second half. I don't think a lot of those Jupiter players, they haven't made many roster moves this year. I'm not sure how many they're going to make. That's a young team. There's a ball fouled away. And as we saw last year with the Marlins organization, you know, some of those college pitchers that Jupiter, that Miami drafted, appeared for Jupiter last year, whereas the Mets, almost all the college pitchers, high school pitchers the Mets drafted, were shelved until this season. So it's going to be interesting to see the personnel, how it changes. You figure the Mets, as good as they've been, will promote some position players finally. They've only sent two up to Brooklyn so far. It's going to be a different-looking Mets team that actually goes to the postseason than the one that clinched the berth. So is life as a first-half winner. There's ball four to Rice, and it's another inning. The Mets can't finish it off 1-2-3. They haven't had one yet. I hope it does not spiral like the last inning. And for those asking, no, I don't think the Mets are going to demote a bunch of players they promoted to Brooklyn back down to St. Lucie for the postseason. That's not how it works. You might add a player from the complex side, but you're not getting a Mike Vassell down here to play in that game. Here's a fly to right. Dominguez in the twilight makes the catch. Connor Cannon is out. Sal Gonzalez works around the two-out walk and sends this game to the seventh-inning stretch, where the Tarpons lead 6-1 at Clover Park.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and
chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day.
It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher on the mound for the Tarpons. You'll see him come on your screen from the left. Danny Watson, a right-hander. He replaces Fitz. Fitz, six innings, four hits, one run, one walk, and eight strikeouts. He did even better than Juan Corella yesterday. And Corella here. And Watson throws one way outside to the backstop to Jack Thomas Wold.
Corella having himself a nice couple of weeks. Tossed a no-hitter last week for the Tarpons.
And followed it up by just allowing two hits yesterday. Fitz is done. So he had a 7.12 ERA coming in. So he was due for a good outing. This is the 20th relief appearance for Watson. He's got three wins and a save. 28 innings, 17 hits, 10 earned runs. He's walked 18 and struck out 29. And he's fallen behind Wold 3-1 here. Mets faced Watson twice. He pitched both times in a three-day span. I don't see that very often at this level. As Wold takes the ball outside for a walk. Both times, Watson held the Mets off the board. One hit, combined 2 2/3 at Steinbrenner Fields. The walk in, four strikeouts, one win. Now Bears Sierta has a strikeout and a single. And a fly into shallow right field. Cowles waving for it. And look out, here comes Battle from right. Battle nearly in the dirt makes the catch. Bear Sierra out on a pitch. Gregor Guerrero, 1-4-2 from the 9 spot, stands in. And a sidearm throw wide by Watson. Watson, Albany, New York. Wonder if he grew up a Yankees fan. Drafted in the 15th round last year out of VCU. Known more for basketball than baseball. There's a ground ball. Takes a low bounce. No problem for Cowles. No chance for two. Lead runner rolled up to second base. But the Mets want to come back tonight, down 5 in the 7th. Be helpful if Ramirez could get a hit and drive Wold in, at least cut the deficit to 4. Again, Ramirez slumping after the electric start to the series. 0 for 11 his last three games. Two strikeouts and a line out tonight. And he lines one that bounces off the chest of Trinos. Returns fire. Safe. Connor Cannon came off the bag. That one was clear. He was off the base by a good 6 inches. I think if he stayed on the base, it's an out. I don't think he had to come off.
Absolutely. I think he overstretched the play. I don't know if he saw the positioning of the runner down the base pass, but he had him cleanly in time, but overstretched himself and came off the bag.
E6. Still should have been handled cleanly at short base, shortstop by Chirinos. Bounced off his chest, and if he just gathers it cleanly, I don't think Cannon's going to have to come off the base to stretch. So an error, the second one for the Tarpons, and now Junior Tillian takes a strike. Tillian 0 for 3. He's got 7 home runs, the capability of bashing one out of here and bringing the Mets back into the mix. But now we'll have to do it the hard way behind 0-2. Soft flare to right field, dropping fast. The first baseman, Cannon, basket catch right into the belly. He missed one earlier. This time, he comes to the rescue. A foul out for Tillian, and the Mets strand a pair in the seventh. And Tampa continues to lead by a score to 6-1. We now bring it to the broadcast booth. I'm Adam McDonald alongside John DeStefano with you on a gorgeous Friday night for baseball at Clover Park for the middle of June in Florida. It doesn't get any better than this. Unfortunately, John, for the Mets, the offense a little lackluster again tonight, down 6-1. And Tampa, give the Tarpons credit, 2 big hits. The Cal, 3-run double, and Dominguez, 3-run home run, both the 2 outs. That's how close this game has been despite a 5-run advantage for the Tarpons.
Yep, and you said it. They just couldn't get the door closed when they needed to, both in the third and sixth inning. The wheels kind of came off just a little bit. Give Cowles and Dominguez credit for coming through in their at-bats. And Jason Dominguez really looking like the highly touted prospect he has been told to be. And that 3-run shot really opening up the floodgates for the Tarpons here in the sixth inning. Now the Mets facing a 5-run deficit, but don't count this team out. They have come from behind numerous times this year. It is not over until the final out.
Yeah, the Tarpons trying to do something that no team has done so far against the Mets, win 2 straight games here at Clover Park. We'll send it back to the field as we go to the eighth inning. Saul Gonzalez has pitched well, and he will handle the eighth. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters. Yeah, the Mets 22-4 here. They had not lost a game at home from May 11th through June 15th. Dropped one last night 14-2. And the streaky Tarpons bunch, which had lost 5 in a row, has turned it around in the blink of an eye. Tough to play that kind of baseball, though, John, the highs and the lows. And, you know, the Mets have been a more steady team. The Tarpons have lost a bunch in a row, won a bunch in a row. It's been like that all season. It plays out for them in the second half as this pitch comes inside and hits Battle right in the back.
Gonzalez looked just a little shaky at the end of last inning, and his jitters seem to have continued here.
Well, Joel Diaz only went 2/3 of an inning, so Mets hoping, I'm sure, to get Saul through the rest of this game so they don't have to use another bullpen arm. Again, they lost Nate Jones to High A Brooklyn. Good for Nate. Mets did not get a reliever in return from either Brooklyn or the complex side, so pitching staff still at 17. Gotta love those 30-man rosters. Remember the days where it was, oh, John, you weren't around for this, but the days when it was a 25-man roster and the extra inning rules weren't like they were now, where there was no runner on second base. And you'd get games that would go, you know, 15 innings, and you'd be totally out of pitching for the next day. And you're scrambling to bring guys from over from the minor league side. And, you know, those guys are just coming over as a warm body to stay for maybe an inning or two, maybe a day. Then you shuffle them back off. But now the 30-man rosters, those extra spots have gone to the pitchers. And with the extra inning rules now, with the runners starting at second, you're just not seeing the 18-inning marathons anymore.
And there's no reason to. And really, you should never have to worry about at the single-A level having a position player potentially have to come in and pitch to finish a game. That's just not what we're here to do. So, you know, I think I'm super glad that we have the 30-man roster. I think that eliminates that, you know, variable entirely. And now pitchers can come out and pitch the way they expect to.
Yeah. You know, in my years in the minor leagues, I've come to learn that most important factor, you know, maybe even so above development, is keeping guys healthy, the health of the player, especially now in modern baseball. You know, they do so much with nutrition, making sure these guys, now with the minor league housing, that's taking health. So to, you know, risk, you know, an 18-inning game with a shortened pitching staff, that's just not in the cards anymore as Trinos goes down. Now, we had a game here, I'll never forget, 2015, Mets versus Fort Myers, and it went 17 innings. God knows how long it was, like, time-wise. The broadcast was on its last legs. But the Mets scored the winning run on a sac fly caught in foul territory. And talking to the Fort Myers manager the next day, he was relieved. He was glad the ball was caught. Just get the game over with. Of course, he wanted to win as a competitor, but he was really nervous for his players and their health, and he didn't know who was going to be able to pitch, not just if that game carried over, but the next day and the next day and the next day. And we're also at the point now in the minor leagues where every Monday is an off day. That's not the way it used to be. You were lucky to get 2 days off a month. And one was a Monday, maybe one would be a Wednesday. So you didn't have the built-in off day to reset your pitching staff. Hard to believe that it was actually like that back in the day, and it wasn't that long ago. Cowles fouls went off. It's 2-1. I did see that Palm Beach played a 13-inning game the other day. That's pretty deep into a game. You figure with the runner at second base to start the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, they could have got it done.
Absolutely. If you look at the stats, 95% of the games are over by the 11th inning, with the runner on base starting in the 10th inning.
The Mets have played four extra inning games, three wins, one loss, and only one has gone to the 11th. We were there. You were there, right, in that one?
Yes, I was.
That was down in against the Cardinals. And it took a lot of work for both teams to get that game to the 11th. There's a pitch to the backstop, and Kyle Battle will advance up to second. And that was the Albert Suarez RBI sac fly game winner. And the top of the 11th is. A heck of an RBI if it's going to be your only one.
He certainly picked the right time to have a big moment.
3-2 coming to Cowles, and he will take one right down the pipe, and he knew it. So he strikes out looking. That's the first time the leadoff spot has made an out tonight. Between Vargas and Cowles, they'd reached four times with two singles, a double, a walk. And now the return of Jason Dominguez. Started 0-for-3, but turned that around. The three-run homer into the berm. Last time up. Fouls this pitch off. Swing and a miss. It's nothing and two. Gonzalez's pitch. He gets it by Dominguez. Saul Gonzalez struck out three in a row after hitting Kyle Battle with the first pitch of the inning. Good job by Saul. We'll see if he pitches the ninth. The Mets will try to get back into this game in the home eighth when we come back. Tampa leads 6-1 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast, and MILB TV.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend of plates and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Here's a look at the berm. The kids running around on a Friday night. They'll be able to run the bases after this game is completed. And one young Mets fan out there got the Jason Dominguez home run ball. That might be worth something one day. I don't think she even knew it.
That's going to be a keeper for sure.
Stanley Consueger at the plate for the Mets, and he fouls a pitch off. And then late on this Watson fastball, it's 1-0-2. Swager ground out, strike out, and a fly out. So in out three different ways, looking for a hit. And not on this pitch, foul back. Checking in on the New York Mets. They lead the Miami Marlins in game one of a four-game series, 3-1. Hard to believe the Mets-Marlins meeting for the first time. Took a while. This pitch is a called third strike. And Swager would like to challenge it. Mets are down to their last challenge, and they win.
Situation, knowing he's late in the game, can't take that challenge with you. Good job right there.
Mets lost two challenges early, and they've ripped off three straight challenge wins. So they continue to keep that last challenge. So 3-1 Mets over the Marlins. Francisco Lindor, third batter of the game for the Mets. Three-run homer against Pablo Lopez. Can't do better than that. Here's a ball up the middle. What a stop by Chirino Cowles. The throw to first in time. Hot shot coming at you. Ben Cowles, a sliding stop over second. And he retires Consueger.
What a play there at second. I don't know how he saw the ball pass the pitcher. He had to make a quick reaction as it made its way past the mound, able to get to his feet in time and make a clean throw to first to get the out.
I don't know how that didn't hit Watson on the way back through. Tough break for Consueger. Here's a line drive for Lugo. Deep into right field. Battle reaches up. It's over his head, and it's over the wall on a bounce. Get it, kids. Get it. Somebody get it. Oh, nobody ran and got it. I'm going to let the adult fan get it. Ground rule double for William Lugo. They're not paying attention out there. That's a live ball. Oh, the kids will rue that.
A live ball indeed. Live off the bat there of William Lugo, stroking it into the gap for the two-bagger.
Some good exit ball. High exit velocity his last two at-bats. There's a swing and a miss from Omar De Los Santos.
And with the man on second, this one's not quite over yet. Omar De Los Santos at the plate. He can do some damage.
He can. That was a big out now from Cowles. Mets could have a run in with no outs or two on with no outs. Cowles didn't make that play on that Consueger ground ball. By the way, that Consueger ground ball, John, exit velocity of 107 miles per hour. So
is that
really
the hardest hit ball all game?
No, I think somebody hit one 111. Stanley did. Ground out back in the first inning. That was the second hardest hit ball. So Stanley's got the two hardest hit balls today. Both outs. tough break. Go exit velocity of 107, 111, and an 0 for 2. Baseball gods are against you. Lugo's double was 101 off the bat. So William 2-4-4 now. That's only 5 hits in the game. 1-2 pits from Watson. And it's popped up right side. That'll reach the seats or the roof. There's a catch on the ricochet. Good job, kid. Knuckles. Knuckles from security.
Give these kids in the stands some credit today. We brought out some fielders this Friday night.
They have made plays in the stands. Some days it's rough out there in the seats, misplays, but today it's been a good day in those in the stands. Here's a ground ball into left field for a base hit. Lugo had to hold up as it was hit in front of him, and he goes to third. Omar De Los Santos has reached the last two times up. John, what are the odds he steals second?
Well, I think the odds are high that he'll try.
He will try. Well, Dominguez.
And if an above 90 steal percentage rate is any indication, I think the chances of him getting there are very good.
He's got 34 in the season, only been thrown out 4 times. He's got 2 today. Carlos Dominguez, the batter. The question is, will Carlos keep the bat on his shoulder long enough to let Omar take off? There he goes. Ball one. Throw to second base. Ooh, that's closer than usual. But as
it was too easy for him at this point. He picks his spot and goes. First pitch, takes off. In there, no problem.
Well, he's 3-for-3 out at stolen bases tonight. It's not even a season high. Stole 4 in a game a couple weeks ago. So second and third for the Mets with one out. A hit could bring the Mets within 3. There's a bouncer foul. This is the most noise the Mets have made in some time. They scored their one run way back in the second inning. Swing and a miss on the slider.
Carlos ever aggressive at the plate, way out in front of that one.
Another ground ball foul. Dominguez 1-for-3, drove in the Mets, run in the second. He's got a chance to pick up RBIs 2 and 3 tonight with the hit here. A high bouncer. This will get one in. Cowles has to wait. The throw to first. Safe. Oh, no. Out. Whoa. Big call by Chad Westlake. Here's another look. Broadcaster jumped the gun. It's a run scoring ground out to make it 6-2. Lugo safely in, but Dominguez wanted more. De Los Santos went to third. Rachel Balkovic's going to make the pitching change. Banana Phone will greet the new reliever. Mets have trimmed the lead to 4, but a big out there for the second out of the inning.
See Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Bailey Dees, the new pitcher for Tampa, with two outs and a runner on third in the home eighth. Big call moments ago. Carlos Dominguez thought he legged out an infield single. Called out. No real big argument from the Mets as Wold takes a strike. Some testers for field umpire Chad Westlake tonight as Wold's.
Yeah, if we could go back to it, I think it was the wrong call, but I think it's so close that, I mean, that's baseball, right? And sometimes you have to deal with the bang-bang play, and that one much, much closer than normal. You know, give the umpire the benefit of the doubt. I do think it was the wrong call, but that's what happens.
As Wold flies to left, that will be caught for out number three by Santos. Got to remember, too, at the two-man umpiring crew, Westlake was not at the first base bag to make that call. He was positioned between the mound and second, so they do the best they can, and they live with the results. Mets get a run back, but trail 6-2 with just the ninth to go. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Sal Gonzalez on the mound for the Mets. We're in the ninth inning. Tampa leads by 4. Tomorrow at Clover Park, it's a big night. Treasure Coast Hospice Night of Hope. Mets wear special jerseys. They'll be auctioned off to benefit the Treasure Coast Hospice's Little Angels Pediatric Care Program and Good Grief Children's Bereavement. Your way now ends Tuesday at 9. You can bid on stluciemets.com/auction. You can see the jerseys. The Mets will wear those tomorrow. This local celebrity softball game here tomorrow at 2. That ticket also gets you into the game between the Mets and the Tarpons. Local celebrities include Fire Chief Nate Sparrow, former NFL player Luther Robinson III, WPTV reporter Megan McRoberts, former MLB player and World Series champion Rusty Meacham, and members of our local police and fire agencies. And then after the ball game, we will have post-game fireworks. So big day tomorrow Hope to see you out here at Clover Park. If you can't, we'll bring you the fireworks show on MILB TV, and then you'll wish you were here. Gonzalez is 1-2 on Marcos Cabrera. So we'll struck out three in the eighth. And he strikes out four in a row. Again, the Tarpons, a heavy, heavy strikeout team. But at least tonight they've matched it with a couple of huge hits. Cabrera strikes out for the fourth time.
Let's give some credit to Gonzalez, though, for really settling down after he was just a bit wild in his first couple innings, but really came back strong, struck out four in a row.
Garcia up. Total strikeouts for Mets pitchers today. He had 16 last night. And again, you gloss over that when the offense puts up 14 runs on 17 hits. Now 1-1 pitch. Big cut by Garcia. Struck out twice, popped out, and walked today. Gonzalez gets another strikeout. Saul, how many in a row can you go? That's five straight.
Gonzalez absolutely cruising right now through this lineup.
Madison Santos is up and he takes the ball. Believe it or not, the Mets pitching staff has not had a 1-2-3 inning tonight. Here's the chance. Santos 0-for-4 at the strikeout. He takes one out. Update at 16 strikeouts. This ball fouled away, and that one caught a piece of the umpire. Season high in strikeouts this year for the Mets, 18. They did that remarkably the first game of the season at Daytona. Tampa has a game this year where they struck out 24 times. I'll do the math. They made three outs by putting the ball in play. They did not win that game. They lost it 1-0 to Dunedin. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2, and now Saul, despite losing the hat. Saul's got a lot of hair. It's tough to keep that hat on. You can understand Saul losing his hat all the time, but you know, Franklin Sanchez loses it too. Franklin, this is cropped pretty tightly, comparably. Gonzalez set the pitch to Santos. No good. Not worth a challenge. Again, the Mets do have that one challenge left, but that one was clearly low and out.
Man, I remember being 23 and having a full head of hair.
Sometimes it's overrated, John. 3-2 pitch, high, ball four. So the Tarpons will go all nine innings without being set down in order. The inning will continue for Ben Rice. And Kyle Driscoll will head to the mound again just to give Saul Gonzalez a breather. No matter how this turns out, if Saul Gonzalez can finish this game out, pitch the final three and a third innings for the Mets, save another reliever, that could be big going into tomorrow's game.
Yeah, Coach Robbie Robinson, ever the one to plan ahead as most managers would, but he would love to have his relievers, both of his relievers available for this weekend. He's facing this same matchup here again with the Tarpons on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, this is even more concerning because Kiyoshi Tada, the trainer, and now Robbie is going to go out as well. So we might have a physical issue here with Saul, who took a tumble in his last appearance here, it looked like he twisted his ankle and then ended up staying in the game. And that's with one out to go. They're hopeful to use Saul, but they won't press it, I'm sure, just to get an out. Tomorrow, Keyshawn Askew is due to start, but Keyshawn's not that far removed from his bicep impingement coming off the injured list where he missed over a month, so it's going to be a abbreviated start for Keyshawn. So, again, that's going to be a long night for the Mets bullpen. Well, no one's looking at one specific spot, but it does appear leg-related. Saul keeps looking down. Throwing in the bullpen is Ramon Gomez. And everything going fine for Saul. He struck out five straight batters. Had a chance to finish off Santos, walked him. That brought out the mound visit. And then shortly thereafter, the training visit, and Saul is coming out. Not good news for the Mets. He slaps his mitt as he's taken out of the game, and Ramon Gomez will be coming in right now. He'll likely get a few extra moments to warm up.
Yeah, really difficult to speculate on what the ailment might be. You do hope it's minor and that he's able to return quickly. Again, no real indication on as to what the issue is, but we will have a new pitcher.
It will be Ramon Gomez. The Mets, I'm sure, hoping to save for tomorrow, but now have to use him today. Let's take a look around the Mets organization. I mentioned that the Mets are beating Miami tonight. It's 3-1. That game is in the sixth. Carlos Carrasco has been excellent. Six innings, seven hits. One run, a walk, six strikeouts. He's only at 79 pitches against the Fish. Pablo Lopez has rebounded from the three-run homer from Lindor in the first. He's still in the game. It'll be a fun series. Nimmo 2-for-3. Lindor with the home run. Pete Alonso 1-for-2 with the walk. Mark Canna, big two-run homer last night. 1-for-2. After a medical scare yesterday, Eduardo Escobar appears to be available off the bench tonight. Hopefully everything's okay there. Elsewhere in the Mets system, in AAA action, good one between Syracuse and Norfolk. That game tied at 5 in the fourth inning. Dominic Smith 0-for-2. Mark Vientos has a double and two RBI. Cody Bohanek with his first triple of the season. Cody, a 2019 St. Lucie Met, acquired in a trade with the Astros. Binghamton's up 5-1 at Bowie in the AA. That game's in the seventh inning. James McCann rehabbing for the second straight day. Caught yesterday, DHing today. McCann, broken Hammett bone. Surgery has been out about a month. Appears to be on schedule. Francisco Alvarez, a double and two RBI tonight. Brett Beatty 0-for-3, Ronnie Mauricio 1-for-3 with the double. Carlos Cortez has a hit, including a home run, his fourth of the season. High A action. Bingham Brooklyn down 4-1 in the ninth at Wilmington. Nate Jones made a relief appearance. 3 1/3 innings scoreless for Nate with two hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. Good for him. Oscar Rojas, a brilliant pitcher for St. Lucie last year. It's a nice 3.43 ERA. He gave up two hits and one earned run in 2 2/3 of an inning. Nolan Clenny, who was with the Mets in St. Lucie last year, has pitched two innings, three hits, and two runs. Matt O'Neill, St. Lucie's primary catcher last year after the promotion of Francisco Alvarez, hit his sixth double. Brooklyn continues to struggle overall at the plate. And Shervin Newton, since his promotion, only hitting .181. And Jalen Palmer spent all year in the shadows of Citi Field in Brooklyn back home, and he's only hitting 176 this season. JT Schwartz has come to life a little bit, 1-for-3 hitting 266. In the FCL today, Mets lost at the Marlins complex 9-0. FCL Marlins holding the Mets to 3 hits. Good many of those FCL players figure to be with St. Lucie at some point this season, maybe a few in the playoffs. And the Dominican Summer League teams, according to the stats portal, played each other. And the DSL 1 Mets beating DSL 2 Mets 6-3. There's your organizational roundup. Boy, Ramon Gomez getting a ton of pitches here. He was throwing in the bullpen at least 5 to 8 pitches and give him basically a full live session. So here's Rice. 6-2 Tarpons, 2 outs, runner on first, top of the ninth. Runner goes, pitches fouled away. Runner will come back. Rice tonight, 2-for-3 with a walk and 2 singles. One fastball outside at 96. Ramon Gomez last week in Jupiter hit 99 once. Runner goes again, pitches the ball, no throw from Bear Sierta. He could not get a handle on it. The Tarpons have stolen 5 bases tonight, 3 uncontested, as Bear Sierta either hasn't got the grip or hasn't been able to get the throw away. The Mets need to work on controlling the Tarpons better on the base paths. The Tarpons have run at will the last 2 nights now. Two-one pitch is fouled away. Did get a chance to see Drake Osborne today. He did stop by the front offices, manager's office, arm in a sling as he had the rotator cuff surgery. He was in good spirits. I joked with him. I said, oh, good, you're here. We'll activate you from the IL and start you tonight. But tough break for Drake, who's having a really good season in his first full season as a pro. Go down on a fluke accident in Dunedin. Here's a fly into shallow left. 2 Mets are there. It will be Lugo, a shortstop, making the catch. Now Gomez gets the one batter he faces. Mets got a tall climb in front of them if they want to force extras or win in regulation. Down to the last 3 outs, they trail by 4.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Mets will have Bercierta, Guerrero, and Ramirez trying to put together a massive rally in the ninth inning. Mets got a run in the second and one in the eighth. Nelly D's got the last out of the eighth. He will try to close it out in the ninth. First pitch. Well, that was weird. Bounce to the backstop. Hit a dead spot in the opposite batter's box. Fastball for a strike. Now, Deese came into the game with the score, but it is currently 6-2. Tying run is not on deck, so this is not a safe spot for him. So this pitch misses. Bercierta 1-4-3 tonight. Two to the backstop. Well, this game's got the chance to go 3 hours. Game's been getting longer. Series last week at Jupiter averaged 238. It's the longest average this season. Had the longest game of the season in this series, 3 hours, 23 minutes. Yesterday went 257. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but starting last week, the strike zone shrunk. The automated ball strike system. Walks do seem to be up a tick. There's a pop-up heading straight back to the seats. And the race is on for the kids. Find it, quick. It's somewhere in there. There's Mary Lou. She'll help out. They still can't find it. Down there somewhere. There's a ball low. And Bercierta draws a walk. I think the kid who found the ball got the bigger cheer. Bailey Dees, relief appearance, 14 for him. No saves. 5.09 ERA. Mets facing twice. In Tampa, he combined to keep the Mets off the board for three scoreless innings. Swing and a miss by Guerrero. It was 1-4-3. Dees, 23 years old from Charlotte, North Carolina. The Yankees' 18th round pick out of Penn State last summer. Foul off to the right. And the kids are on the move again, but that one's going to land on the bar with center roof. Kids, if we can get a camera shot, are lining up above the third base dugout in the concourse. That's the line building for the fun run around the bases. I think the kids would rather the Mets just go down quietly so they can run the bases. There they are. On two pitches outside. Two-two pitch, that one sent to the left center field gap. A stinger high off the wall on the bounce. Guerrero's into second. Holding at third is Bercierta. And the Mets have something cooking here. Line drive double for Gregory Guerrero, and this has set up the top of the lineup.
I don't know what the kids were expecting, Adam, but the Mets may have something to say about this bottom of the ninth. Gregory Guerrero already having a great game with a fantastic stop at third to keep a run off the board earlier, and right there a swing and a drive to left center, getting himself a double, putting runners on second and third, and the Mets are a base runner away from bringing the tying run to the plate.
Guerrero stung that 103 miles per hour off the bat, launch angle of 19 degrees. That was a laser on a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Carried 375 feet at that angle. Well struck by Guerrero. He's now got two doubles in this series. Again, he started the season in the complex, made a brief appearance here in St. Lucie, got sent back. Now is back over again. So second and third, and Alex Ramirez up. That's trailing 6-2. And Ramirez takes this ball outside. All right, John, the Tarpons are going to have to deal with some heavy hitters. And if one more can get on base. Oh, there's a swing and a miss, and Ramirez trying too hard.
Yeah, Alex, just a bit jumpy there. Trying to close this gap with just one swing. Needs to be a little bit more patient in his approach.
There's a pitch called for, strike on the corner. Mets have a challenge left. Ramirez in discussion. He wants time. Won't use the challenge, but that body language will tell you all you need to know about how he feels about it. A walk and a double have given the Mets hope here in the last of the ninth. Ramirez is down to the count 1-2. D's the pitch, and that one's off. Ramirez will not chase.
Pitcher's pitch there by D's. Really no chance of Ramirez to touch that one well off the plate.
Well, he won't want to go 3-2 and expect a good pitch here. Fouled straight back. Another big cut. Ramirez 0 for 4 for three straight games now. Overdue to get a hit. This one hits him. A misfire by Dees. Ramirez tried to get skinny there. And here comes Grace and Robbie to see if he's okay.
It looks like it hit him right in the small of the back. No movement on the ball at all. Straight into the rear of Alex Ramirez. And they're going to take an extended look at him to make sure he is okay.
They never favored anything and immediately started taking off all the equipment. So no question that he was going to try to stay in. It's a wellness check. He's okay, goes down to first. And now the Mets will bring the tying run to the plate. And Junior Tillian, he is overdue. He's 0 for 4. It's getting interesting here at Clover Park. Tying run up and still nobody out. So the Mets figure out multiple cracks at this. And there's a ball up high. Nobody throwing in the bullpen for Tampa. So Bailey Dees out on an island here. Has to get out of his own mess. There's some stirring in the bullpen down the right side. 1-0 pitch, Tillian looks at a high strike. And the Mets dugout's into it. They're all on the top rail. The bullpen is standing.
Tillian, the hottest batter in the month of June for the Mets. Just the man you want at the plate.
A flare just out of play to the right. It's 1-2. Swing and a miss on the slider. Out number one. Now Tillian went after that pitcher's pitch. John, that's the same 1-2 pitch that he threw to Ramirez and that Ramirez laid off. Tillian could not.
You said it. Dees knows his pitch. He made it right there. Tillian did not recognize it, and the Mets have one gone.
So Consuegra, again, two balls hit over 100 miles an hour tonight, resulting in outs. Will the luck turn in his favor? Here's a pitch to the back. And the Mets have cut the deficit in half. It's 6-3. Everybody else moves up as well. Guerrero to third. Ramirez to second. A wild pitch. On the grand scheme of things, that might be inconsequential, that run, but it does take away a potential double play on the ground. Again, the tying run still at the plate. The Tarpons can shake that run off. Consuegra swings and misses. Imagine it's got to be a heavy dose of that slider on the outside corner and off the corner.
Stan hit a home run in the last game. You know the Tarpons will remember that and remember his aggression and see if they can try and take advantage of it.
Here's a soft line drive caught by Cowles. He dives to the bag at second to double off Ramirez, and the game is over. Ben Cowles, have yourself a game. Cold off the bench, the three-run double to give Tampa the lead early, and then he finishes it. Oh, a deflected double play ball. That hit off the glove of the pitcher, Dees, then went to Cowles, who made that dive back to second. What an ending for the Tarpons. When the Mets put some excitement into it, but a strikeout and a double play finish it out for the Tarpons. They win this game 6-3. They have evened this series at two game apiece by winning two in a row. For the first time this season, the Mets have lost two straight at home. Well, they clinched the division on Wednesday, but the Tarpons have responded. And the season series is now tied 4-4. Winning pitcher, Fitz. Losing pitcher, Scott. Big day for Cowles off the bench. And, of course, the three-run homer by Dominguez proved to be important as well. Mets drop to 39-21 through 60 games this season. Tampa improves to 26-35 as they try to dig themselves out of the West Division basement before the first half ends. We'll step aside here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and up Tampa's 6-3 win over St. Lucie.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald and John DeStefano back with you from high atop the action. Tampa wins the game 6-3. It was not very exciting until the very end. Let's go over the scoring summary. The Mets actually took the early lead. Liam Lugo singled off of Richard Fitz to start the second. Then with one out, Carlos Dominguez smashed the ball to third. That went off the glove of Cabrera. Ruled an RBI double. Lugo scores to make it 1-0. And the freight reached with one out. Ben Rice a single. Connor Cannon a walk. Kyle Battle a walk. That was against Christian Scott. In comes Dylan Hall. He gets a pop out on the first pitch. It looks like two outs and a chance to strand three, but no. Ben Cowles, cold off the bench, comes in and pinch hits for Alexander Vargas. Wales a three-run double to left center field, and just like that, Tampa had a 3-1 lead, one that they would not relinquish. Going to the sixth inning, Joel Diaz, first appearance in 15 days, comes in, looks electric, gets the first two batters. The next three then reach, a single walk, and then Dominguez, after a lengthy battle, deposits a three-run home run into the Berman right to open up a 6-1 lead. Mets would get a run in the eighth inning. William Lugo, a ground rule double. Omar De Los Santos, a single. And then Dominguez grounding a ball to second that resulted in an out that brought in a run. Mets thought Dominguez was safe, but he was ruled out. So it was just one run in the inning. Then in the ninth, it got really exciting. The Mets loaded the basemen against Bailey Dees. So the tying run was at the plate. But Junior Tillian struck out. Then there was a wild pitch to bring in a run. But then Stanley Consuegra, line drive, deflects off the glove of the pitcher Dees, caught by Cowles for the out. And then Cowles dives literally to the second base bag with his glove to double off Alex Ramirez, ending the game. Now we'll move to the box score, starting with the line score. Tampa 6 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors. Mets 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Hitters in the game, Lugo went 2 for 4 with a double. His 12th. He also scored 2 runs. Dominguez went 1 for 4 with the double. It was his 6th. And Gregory Guerrero at 2 for 4 with the double, his 2nd of the series. For the Tarpons, Vargas 2 for 2 with 2 singles and 2 stolen bases before he left the game with no form. 1 for 3 with the double walk and 3 RBI. Dominguez went 1 for 5 but made his hit count with the 3-run homer, his 7th of the season. Ben Rice, the only other multi-hit game for the Tarpons. He went 2 for 4. Pitchers in the game, Scott takes his first loss for the Mets after 2 straight wins. 3 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, a couple of walks, and 6 strikeouts for Christian. Hall, an inning and 2/3, scoreless, but 3 inherited runners allowed. Diaz, 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 3 runs, a walk and a strikeout. Saul Gonzalez, 3 innings, hitless, scoreless, with 2 walks and 7 strikeouts, left with apparent injury. Ramon Gomez got the last out of the ninth, facing one batter. For Tampa, Fitz gets his first win, came in 0-5 with the over 7 ERA, but he'll feel good about this one. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, a walk, and 8 strikeouts. Watson, an inning and 2/3, a hit, a run, a walk, no strikeouts, and Dees, no save. Inning and 1/3, a hit, a run, a walk, and a strikeout. Ball game, 3 hours and 3 minutes. Second time this series we've gone over 3 hours, only the 3rd time in the first 60 games the Mets have played a plus 3-hour game. Attendance here at Clover Park, 772 baseball-loving souls. Many of them have stuck around as you've been watching video of the kids running the bases. And Casey Blair giving the go-ahead. And they're off. John, I'll leave it to you for final thoughts.
Well, let's be honest. The Mets weren't at their best tonight. The Tarpons had a very good game. Richard Fitz was excellent, going 6 strong, just giving up 4 hits. But let's give some love tonight to Gregory Guerrero. Just his 6th game as a Met, went 2 for 4, hit a double that could have extended the game in the 9th for the Mets, and let's not forget that excellent play he made at 3rd to keep a run off the board back in the 3rd inning. So, you know, I have to say, this is a different loss than yesterday. You could have chalked that one up to a hangover. Today, you turn this into a learning opportunity. This is what happens when you let teams hang around, and guns coming with 2 outs.
So the Mets and Tarpons will push their attention to tomorrow. Somebody will take a 3-2 lead in the series before Sunday's finale. Yep. Tomorrow we have postgame fireworks, and it's Treasure Coast Hospice's Night of Hope with the Mets wearing special jerseys. We'll be posting images of those tomorrow. You can bid on stluciemets.com/auction. First pitch tomorrow is at 6:10. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV will be at 6 p.m. sharp. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Clover, the Tarpons 6, the Mets 3. for John DeStefano and Cliff Desmond spinning the dials back in the WPSL studios. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. We hope all of you out there listening and watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.